Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Behind the Veil, a show that provides insight into the world of people and events. I'm your host, Keith Willard. Welcome back to the show. Today, we have a great guest. He is the owner and founder of Heritage Park Hospitality Group. His name is Doug Barrow. He manages and invests and owns several properties down in the Keys, because a wedding in the Keys here in South Florida is kind of the dream. I mean, it's amazing how many people think about doing a toes in the sand or in the water, and then having everybody together at a little private resort all to their own. But it's not without its challenges. And so we're going to talk to Doug about some of the challenges. But before I bring him on, let me bring on my co-host, Marcy Gutenberg, with An Affair to Remember by Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
So this, how are you? I mean, I'm good. I'm excited about this question.
First of all, this is exciting.
First of all, let's just bring up the fact that you've never been to the Keys.
No, I haven't.
I mean,
I'm excited to learn more about it, though.
You live in South Florida.
I live in South Florida, and I've been known here for a long time.
I just find that fascinating that you've actually never been to the Keys. It's crazy. It's amazing. Yes.
I grew up being a beach baby.
Oh my God. It's incredible. I mean, it is incredible. And the thing is that, you know, when people think about the Keys, they do think about Key West. I mean, Key West seems to be like the place that things go, but there's a whole bunch of islands between basically what they call the stretch getting into the Keys and all the way down to Key West. I mean, and these areas are becoming bigger and bigger and better.
It's exciting. Right? I mean, I've been watching a little bit about it, so I'm interested in hearing more about what Doug has to say today.
All right, well, let's bring him on. Doug, yes. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, everyone.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, thanks.
So, Doug, okay, let's talk a little bit about you are the founder of Heritage Park Hospitality Group, which is a full service boutique management and investment group with a vision of the future of hotel stays and travel. Give me some of the background on this. Like, tell me a little bit about that
for us,
because that sounds really great, like in a bio. But I want to hear it, like what that actually
what does
means.
All that mean?
Yeah.
So first off, yeah, we started out as Heritage Park Hospitality Group, and then we realized, like, oh my God, that's a mouthful. So we have narrowed that down to HP Hospitality. So you'll see the HP Hospitality aspects on our websites and on our product, our brand, and what we're putting together, but. You know, a long time ago, I worked for the bigger box hotels.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really enjoyed that time. But, you know, at a convention hotel, it's, you know, 1500 rooms, 80,000 square feet of banquet space. You're really not getting to know anybody, you know, and this is more about managing traffic and flow.
Right.
In these unique destinations, though, I kept coming across these mom and pop smaller properties that just had a lot of culture to them and had a unique vibe, each and every one of them. And every one of them had kind of like a different room layout or a different plan. Whereas, you know, these convention hotels have 5 room types and 400 of them.
Yep.
They had their own sense of culture and like a sense of being in the environment that they were in. And the guests that were there were able to build better connections, and you were able to build better connections with the guests. So I fell in love.
I love that. Well, I mean, both Marcy and I both come from hotels. I mean, I was a director of catering for Ritz-Carlton and Hyatt, and she also came from the hotel world. I forget Marcy specifically.
I was a director of a fine dining restaurant, and I was also in the sales and catering division for the Peabody Orlando.
The Peabody. Yeah, yes. I remember that. Yeah, I come from Orlando. Like, that's where my experience was. So, yeah. Yeah, I was at the Hyatt Orlando and the Marriott Orlando Airport. So, yeah, we probably know a lot of this.
When you talk about big box theaters, I totally get it. Like, there is 4 room types or 5 room types, and it usually starts with standard parking view, standard water view. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So, and the Keys do have kind of their own, like, personality, and everybody is unique. I mean, it is a Keys way of living, big time.
It is. And I think that, you know, what makes the Keys as a unique destination so special, and the small lodging that's inside the Keys so special, is that the destination alone is crystal clear water.
Yes.
Caribbean style, beach access, and island vibe.
Yes.
All here in Florida within driving reach for you know, most of the Florida market. It's a drive market.
It's kind of like going to the Bahamas, but being able to drive there. I mean, that's the crazy thing.
Without the passport.
Without the passport.
And I can't check out.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, honestly.
Or getting seasick.
Or getting seasick. But I mean, it's like driving down and coming. And I was, and before we went live, I was actually talking to you guys about the fact that it is like leaving the country. When you drive over the stretch, this big, long, beautiful bridge that gets you into Key Largo in the beginning of the Keys, it is like going into a different world. I mean, you feel like you're leaving the country and going someplace private and exclusive and fun and interesting. So here you are in the Keys deciding to take over these amazing properties. And what was your first thing that you decided to do with them?
Well, I think, you know, from a strategy standpoint, some of the brands that, or some of the product that we took over, we were fortunate enough to get into, it was older, it was dated, you know, it had definitely had kind of that mom and pop feel to it. So it lacks some modern amenities and some continuity and some brand identification and feeling. And so I did a lot of this in the past, you know, with independent brands. And so I really enjoy taking these hotels and finding the wonderful things about them that we should really expand on.
Yeah.
And then take away maybe some of the mom and pop feel things that maybe weren't so, you know, a modern or up to date. And, you know, and we still keep some of, we still keep some things around. Like, for instance, we still keep hard keys for our doors, because I think that's part of the nostalgia, right? Of checking into a mom and pop hotels. You get your little key with your keychain and you go. And so
I love that. Come on.
Yeah, there's definitely some nostalgia aspects. But then, you know, updating all the other amenities and then, you know, updating the brand some.
So you kept the personality and you dressed them up. You basically said, look, let's dress you up, but you're still who you are.
You're still who you are. Yeah, yeah. We're just going to put your Sunday best on.
Love it.
So is it that each hotel kind of has their own like boutique feel and style to one another?
So absolutely.
It's not an umbrella?
Right. So if you go back to your hotel days and you look at like the Hyatt brand, the Hyatt brand had certain brand amenities that had to be in all of the hotels. And it was like the standard. And then the brand rollout, and they gave you the collateral to print your sales stuff on and follow this and do that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We have the freedom and flexibility with these small hotels to build our own brands and to develop them however we want. And they're tied together in the ideology that they're small, they're quaint, that they have a personalized experience for guests, and that you come together collectively as kind of one human group at these properties versus just being an individual in a hallway full of doors, you know, and we really expand on that. We bring people together for evenings, for sunsets. Most of our products on the Bayside. And if you've never seen a sunset in the Keys, you are missing out. I mean, it's got to be on everyone's kind of, if you live in Florida, sunset in the Keys, bucket list. It's got to be a bucket list.
And, you know, a lot of people don't even know about the green flash, you know,
the green flash. There he goes.
Yeah, right. What's the green flash?
The green flash. It's like right when the sunset hits, like right when it disappears, there's a green flash. If it's perfect, like if it's a perfect night and you're able to get clear views of the sunset, there is a green flash that happens that a lot of people don't even know about. It's incredible. Yeah.
I always really miss it because I seem like I'm going back for that drink. And I turn around and everyone's like, did you see it? And I'm like, what? What happened? I was waiting the whole time.
It really is. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, the thing is a lot of people in Florida come to South Florida because they think about the sunset wedding. I mean, it is the dream to have a sunset wedding, but here on the East Coast, we don't get sunset weddings because we're facing west. You know what I mean? Or we're facing east. So, I mean, that's the thing, is that being able to be in the Keys and still, I know I just had my directions turned around, but being in the Keys, you get both the best of both worlds. You're able to get that sunset wedding on the water in a place without a passport or boat ride or seasickness or any of the other things that we brought up before.
And technically, Keith, you can be on the East Coast and face east or west, and you're not going to catch the sunset like we have.
That's true. Actually, that's true. That's really, really true. But you know,
yeah, if I introduce the Elements Collection website, you know, and I don't know if I'm getting ahead or not, just kind of
no, please go ahead. Please.
But the Elements Collection website is a collection of kind of our more destination event properties, and we wanted to put them together on one kind of marketable palette that we could send out to folks, and they could see and have some choices right off the bat from that. But if you look at Kona Kai and you visit the elements-collection.com and you look at Kona Kai, that is a Key Largo sunset, and the sky is orange with yellows, and I mean just absolutely amazing. We were able to capture some photography like that and put them on the website, so you can see some of this stuff on our website. You can kind of get a feel for what that looks like and what that endless horizon feel is down there. I mean, it's just absolutely tranquil and amazing.
And by the way, the website that he's talking about, in case you're listening to our podcast, is www.elements-collection.com, elements-collection.com. So you can check those out. But I mean, so the keys come with its own interesting, like, logistics. Let me put it that way. Logistics. As somebody that's done weddings at two of your properties, just being in the Keys has its own kind of things that you need to be aware of and know about. And one of the best things about it, obviously, is you're getting that group together. And I always say about destination weddings, the best way to bond your wedding group, better than basically any other opportunity. I did a Keys wedding. It was amazing. My friends like met my partner's friends, and they all now travel together. Like, wait, who are we? You know what I mean? Like, we got left behind by our friends. but you know, some of the logistics that come with it. What do you do? Let me ask that random question. Like, what happens in like cases of rain? I mean, do you, because I feel like when you do a wedding in the Keys, you've already got kind of a relaxed sense about you anyway. You already understand that if this is Mother Nature, you're all together. This is a totally different vibe than a Hyatt Regency wedding. This is not a Hyatt Regency's wedding. This is a Keys wedding.
Yeah, Keith, let me pick it up from there for sure. Because when I got married, if I had known that there was a destination like this, I got married in Florida. Yep. If I had known that I could do a destination wedding in a market like this, and then also have the ability to completely buy that property out, so that's 100% mine.
Right.
I would have jumped on it. I just didn't know, and not enough people know. And I think that's the great thing about your show, your podcast, and all the information that both of you put out there is really just a continual education for people on what is out there, what to look for, and what you can find. And, you know, I did a wedding in a boutique big box, but we still ran into another bride and groom on our wedding day crossing through.
Oh, right. Yeah. And on the nose there.
Right. And, you know, and you don't feel like it's yours. You don't feel 100% like, you know, you feel like you're kind of in the box and sharing the box. And yeah, you get caught up in the moment. Everything's great. But what if I told you for the same price, you could have your own private 6-acre resort with, you know, 75 of your best friends and guests staying on the same property.
Yes.
And it's exclusively yours.
Yes.
For 3 days, whatever you want.
Right.
You know, sorry. That's the catch.
That's what I'm saying, is that sometimes you have to, you know, if you want the 200, 300 person wedding, I don't think this is the right fit for you. If you have a group of 50 to 75 or even 40, you know, people, and you really want that, like, we are going away together to be in this like amazing, cool environment. The Keys weddings are the best, but you got to rent from people local. I mean, keep it local, as they say, definitely in the Keys. And there are some great vendors down there. There are some amazing vendors down there. And there are things that you can do in the Keys that you just can't do anywhere else. I mean, it's just, there's a lot more freedom when it comes to being able to have the whole resort to yourself, because you're not having to worry about other people staying up late. I mean, I know you have to worry about sound ordinances. Let's put that out there right now, because I know I have the little decibel meter on my phone that I like literally go to the fence on either side to make sure we're not going above a certain decibel. But overall, it's like, if you want to like stay up late, if you want to just hang out by the pool all night, if you want to like get up super early, do a sunrise yoga, I mean, all of those things and have it all super private are all achievable, attainable for the same price. Absolutely. For the same price.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you look at it too, the amount of things to do during your stay, I mean, you're actually in a destination where people go for vacation.
Yeah.
So, you know, at let's say Dolphin Point Villas, you know, we can do a wedding for 120 guests. We can house 75 guests there, but we have another one of our hotels two doors down. So the rest of the guests can go there. We can arrange for the larger catamaran boats to pick your guest up and take you to the sandbar for the day and party at the Isla Mirada sandbar. And then afterwards you can go by boat to a restaurant and make a big reservation there. And then, you know, you mentioned the vendors and the locals and stuff. And I do want to bring this up. It's very difficult for outside vendors to be able to come into the Keys and to be able to number one, the drive is a bit, if you're looking at food and whatnot, but the local vendors down there have got this thing figured out.
Yeah, they do.
They are really good. I mean, you know, from photography, you know, like Jeanette Lanos to, you know, Russ and the DJ group. I mean, there are locals that have been down there doing this for, you know, 20, 25 years, and it's part of their legacies. Yep. And if you do an event down there, I definitely encourage you use the local vendors. It's not only appreciated, but you're going to get the best service. They know everybody. They know how to get things done. And the other part of it is that, you know, well, you guys know it from your background experience in weddings and events, that if something goes wrong, you know, knows everybody down there to make a phone call and say, bring me this right now. And I need 20 of these, go, and I'll see you in a half hour. Right. That's what that's the difference. That's the local difference. And I think that's the key to using the local talent.
And talking about, let me just give a little shout out to Keys Audio, because let me tell you, I know the name is going to be one of those things that people go audio, but Keys Audio has rentals of all sorts. That guy knows how to get anything. It is incredible. I mean,
Paul's the man. He's got it all. He's like one of those guys too. Like, you're like, hey, it's Saturday or something, and a lady needs her dog trimmed, and you're like, Paul, is there a dog trimming service open Saturday at 11? He's like, give me 10 minutes.
It's amazing. Oh, wow. The guy is incredible. I am telling you, every time I do a wedding down there, I like call Keys Audio, and he's like, boom, I got it. And he does it so quick and so efficiently that you kind of go, are you sure? Because the Keys have a reputation of not always being like on point as far as like being hurried to get things. He's not that guy. Paul is like, I got it. When he says I got it, he's got it.
I think that's also the importance of if you're doing destination planning.
Yes.
Is that, you know, I think there's two ways to go about it, is to work directly with the facility and the vendors that they recommend. You can always cross check that with other facilities for their recommended vendor list.
Right.
Because those vendors are going to know it the best. And the facility is likely, you know, because most facilities like ours, we do not want, a bad reputation or a bad anything from a vendor, right? You know, we've worked hard for our reputation management and what we're doing. And we want to instill that our vendors are highly reputable, highly competent. And yeah, there is that kind of they call it the Keys disease, you know, it's lobster season and everybody's gone, you know, like where's the help? But
I've had the Keys disease. I lived there for a year. I caught a little bit of it and I had to move out because I was like, okay, I'm getting a little too relaxed down here. Yeah. I totally get it.
But just some of these vendors, like Paul, like Chef Drew, you've probably heard of him or worked with him down there.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course. So you see, there is like, we're not all comp crazy down there. We know what we're doing. We know the vendors that we want to use. And I would say the best advice is to go with what the facilities or with what your planner is recommending down there, if you have local planning.
So if I'm a bride or if I'm a couple, let me say as a couple, right? And they are thinking about doing a Keys wedding, and you guys have like 10 properties that you either own or manage or are part of. How do you go about doing, like, figuring out if this property fits, first of all, your budget, second of all, being able a chance to even tour the properties? I mean, that's a little bit more of a difficult proposition versus being up here where there's, you know, let's say 20 hotels within a 2-mile radius versus down there. I mean, is there an option, go to your website type of thing and get a chance to do an overview? Or
So what we can do, especially on the destination side, is we can do a FaceTime interview with you, and we can walk you through the property. Our sales team or our managers at the property are more than versed on walking the property kind of from a FaceTime standpoint. We also have bulk wedding photography that we can give Dropbox to, so you can kind of get a feel for how the event looks or lays out through the photography of it. Our websites are pretty comprehensive too, and giving kind of a really good view and overview of like how the property lays out and how's it feel. But the other thing that we do, and we're really good about this. Like if somebody wants to come down and they're serious about, you know, having an event, you know, we'll look at, a comp night at the hotel, and we'll set up the tour for you, and we'll get an idea of what you're looking for, the size and base of your guest amounts, what kind of activities, entertainment, things that you're into, and then what your budget is. And we will take you to all of the properties that we have, kind of give you that guided tour through the properties and show you what's available. And, you know, we've had a lot of success rate. You know, like, for instance, our property Dolphin Point Villas, I think, has 2 weekends left to sell this year.
Yep.
And everything else is sold out. So, you know, the formula for it is working. The guests are happy about it. And I think the big thing, too, is that when you're booking these events and weddings, especially in a destination, you want to feel like you can trust your team. Trust the advice that you're getting, and have that honesty and integrity in the sales process, and in the viewing process. And I think our team's all got a lot of longevity with the company. And I think that's important. And they back that up, you know, with the reviews and, you know, the integrity, and then going over the top to make sure that the bride's comfortable with the whole destination process. So we've had a lot of success in that, and I feel really good about it. But this is where the personality and the personalization comes in. And
I tell you what, though, I mean, when I talk to clients about doing a wedding in the Keys, I have to then tell them you need to adjust your budget, because you're going to take out some transportation needs amongst the facility itself. All of your guests are staying on property, which is kind of, I think your rate includes all of those. Or do you do a separate piece for the couples, you know, friends and family that want to book there, or do they have to pay for the whole thing at once? How does that typically
work? Yeah, so that's a great question. So, you know, just like back in the hotel days, we can create a room block, you know, with guarantees, and the guests can call in. And if you want to have Aunt Susie in this room and Uncle Joe in this room, and they're going to pay for it, we create the room block. They can come in, they can pay for it as a separate block. Some parties come in and they say, hey, we're just going to take all of it and we'll manage that internally, or, you know, up to them. We've got a lot of different ways and solutions to kind of work through that booking process. So it's not all on the bride and groom to come in and say, hey, I'm going to flip for 5 nights in the Keys at a resort buyout. And again, this comes from our big box hotel background and experience, that we can create room blocks and, you know, cutoff dates and all of these.
All that lovely stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Attrition rates and all of that stuff we bring to the table. But it is beneficial for the bride and groom to know, like, hey, you're not tackling this all on your own. I don't need one credit card to secure all of this.
Right.
So I hope that answered your question.
Totally. Absolutely. Because, you know, there are some things that couples are used to when they're dealing with, you know, they're used to getting a catering menu from a hotel that has their food and beverage minimum. These hotels, I don't think are working the same. Or do you have food and beverage that's included in this? Or are some hotels different than others?
So what we do is we have three or four primary caterers. Mm-hmm. We're mostly going to be your destination, your lodging, your, you know, event grounds and an event venue. And we're also really at the buyout phase. You have our complete and undivided attention from the general manager to the sales manager to the event coordinator to the housekeeping team to the on-staff maintenance. I mean, they literally are all there to serve you. Wow. And it's very private feeling. It's I'd say we're your personalized concierge at that point. Outside of that, you know, we recommend some of the vendors like you mentioned, you know, the Russes of the world, the Chef Drews, the Trinities, the Dade County Catering Group. So we've got a trusted group of caterers that we work with, and they can do everything for you from a Sunday brunch to a, you know, light hors d'oeuvres poolside, if you like, to, you know, and we can organize, you know, private sailboat charters, day trips to sandbars, everything from snorkeling to scuba diving. We have a dive center, Moray Dive Resort.
Wow.
We're partnered with a dolphin swimming experience. So if everyone wants to go swimming with the dolphins and you can do that. And so there's so many fun activities and things to do down there. And I know that I probably expanded on the question some, but
no, it's good. No, this is good.
But we're also going to be at the buyout phase where you're concierge, and we're going to get you the best options, the best people, and make sure that you have the best experience, because we look at it, no matter how or where you're going inside this group or inside the Keys.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the Keys experience is something that we want you to have a super positive takeaway from.
And you
want
to talk about it. You want to talk about it to your friends. You want to talk about it.
Come back. That's right.
Yeah. You know,
You're absolutely right, Keith.
You want other people to be like, oh my God, I want that. Well, one of the things I really love about doing these key events at these type of locations is that there's usually like a grand house. Like I think your Dolphin Point has like a grand house that's right next to the pool, if I remember correctly, where the master bedroom is, and a big place for everybody to be able to congregate in that big living room. And I actually used golf courts last time to be able to get people back and forth unofficially. I know, unofficially. I should like edit that out anyway. but you know, I mean, it's a different way of being and living. I mean, it is, and you got to get the idea of, well, let me put it this way. I have a wedding that actually had to move to South Florida because they were doing a wedding in Cozumel, and something happened at the resort in Cozumel. We ended up having to move it up here, and they are able to do everything, the whole visual, everything that they were going to do in Cozumel, but just in a Keys location. I mean, it simplified the whole process. No more like international flights, no more of like, you know, is there going to be a language barrier? I mean, none of that. All of that went away instantly. And she goes, why didn't we think about this before? And I said, I don't know, maybe because you didn't hire me before you picked your location.
Okay, for those of us who do not know, what is a grand house? Is that like a hospitality suite?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I would actually say that it is just legitimately a really big house.
It's a big house.
So like at Dolphin Point Villas, if you go to their website, you're able to see this massive mansion that's in on the water. That is one of the six houses that's on the 4 acres that is Dolphin Point Villas. It sits at the headwaters. It is, I think, 4 stories high. I mean, you'd have to parachute off of the top floor and get down to the kitchen. It's amazing. Absolutely beautiful, stunning stuff. They were built about 4 years ago now. So it's all brand new construction. Nothing like it really in the Keys. There's a beautiful point that goes out over the water that you can get married on. There's a sandy beach area. There's a private marina. So if you're coming with, you know, up to a 40 or 45 foot boat, you can park it in your own private marina. If you land in Miami and want to take a private yacht down to this place, you could and park it and start your party there. It also works really well if you're traveling and let's say you have a private chef, and we do a lot of events that have their own private chefs.
Yeah.
The chef has his chef accommodations or staff accommodations in another one of the facilities and is able to use the full kitchen, the banquet style refrigeration, those aspects to prepare meals for you while you're there at the property. Kona Kai has four units that actually overlook the bay. One of them you walk out of and your toes in the sand, literally from that unit. You can enjoy the sunsets, you know, from the comfort of your living room. If you do not want to be outside, you can snorkel, you know, with the parrotfish right off of the dock. And it's crystal clear Caribbean water. It's absolutely amazing. You know, Azul Del Mar was, this year it took, I think, seventh or eighth in the Condé Nast awards for hotels.
Yeah.
And it's a smaller private venue. That one can accommodate up to 18 guests. We own the property next door, which is a Mori dive resort. And we could put another 80 guests in a Mori dive resort that they could just literally walk next door to those grounds. But those are private accommodations. And that one has a beach and a long dock. Again, you can take a catamaran sailboat from Miami if you land there and bring it right to your accommodations with your wedding party. And we can arrange things like that for you.
So it all sounds like amazing. Please. You're building the dream. We've all bought. We're all like, okay, absolutely.
We're on board.
We're totally on board. What do you think is the reason that a lot of people don't like even think about it or process it? Do you think they think it's like way price point, like out of their range, or, because that's one of the things I brought this up to other couples that are looking for a beachfront wedding, and I'm like, hey, why don't we go down to the Keys? And they're like, oh, I don't know. You know, that I don't, it is that possible? Is that doable? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. It's doable. But, you know, getting that next step, like, what do you think is the resistance from some couples about even bringing it into their imagination?
So I think the first step for us is just the general knowledge and awareness. And like I said, I don't think a lot of people know that the opportunities exist down there to have a comprehensive event, you know, in that type of environment, you know, with that type of opportunities and with those kind of amenities. I just don't think there's enough knowledge about it out there. And I appreciate you spreading that. Once you do, if you do introduce your consumer, your bride, your groom, your clients to the Keys, I think typically, you know, there are some barriers to entry there from a standpoint of the nostalgia of it's going to cost me a lot. And I'm afraid of that. I have a X budget. Then the other barrier of entry is that, oh my gosh, this is just going to expand my planning. For those that aren't doing destination events that let's say is Florida and they're looking to stay local. Local seems a lot more comfortable to them and local seems a lot more trusting to them. It's, you know, it's the potato soup of the industry. It's just nice. Geographically, you're very quaint.
Right.
If the consumer knew that, hey, you could come down to the Keys and trust that you would have that same experience, if not better, because of the exclusivity. And your guests are going to have that much more of an exciting venue or that much more of an exciting time. And then you build these programs in and you start educating them on, hey, listen, Key West is a short day drive away. Like we can be down to Key West and back. You can have a bachelor party in Key West and come back and have these events for yourselves and spread this out throughout the Keys and really make this amazing destination experience. That it's going to cost you the same. Look, I live up in Jupiter. It's 2 hours to get in a restaurant up here. And, you know, everything is Keys prices, right? There's no difference. There's absolutely no difference. The benefits, though, just to me, so much outweigh the barriers to entry. And I think that if you want me to talk to each and every bride that you have, I would love to. And just talk through that.
Well, I tell people, I'm like, look, I don't have a travel fee down to the Keys. My family lives down there. I will stay with my family because I get to like hang out with them for a little bit and then go to the wedding, you know, and take care of the wedding. So I'm like, look, you know, to me, this is a no-brainer. This is like, do this. This is the kind of vibe and wedding venue that you want to go for, because this, it's amazing how many times people are like, well, am I going to have to share my space with another bride? I love the fact that you brought that up. It's like, no, you're it. That's it. It's just you at this particular venue, and not just for one day, but for the 3 days or the 2 days or the 4 days that you've booked this place. Oh, that brings up a good question. Is there a minimum number of days that you have to book?
We usually do two nights, yep. Just because by the time you get in, you get your stuff set up and everything else. It's just, we want our brides to have the best experience too. And it's not the best experience to rush in, right. Set up, party, the next morning, wake up, head out. And I think that from an experience standpoint, you know, that's great. A lot of places maybe have longer lengths of stay. You know, we're fine with two. Most of our brides are really looking for like a 3 to 4 though. Like that's the range that most of the brides are in. They're in the 3 to 4, come down, get set up, you know, and they're planning multiple engagements mm-hmm. throughout that time period, from a welcome reception where, again, the whole hotel is yours, all the grounds are yours. Mm-hmm. Maybe some live music or some, you know, to coordinated food and beverage and hors d'oeuvres, and the pool's yours. And then the next day, maybe a coordinated breakfast. And then they start going and seeing the different things,
right,
that there are on the market. That's part of it.
What, Marcy? Tell me.
Yeah, I want to find out, like, when you talk about like, people getting married on the beach, like I used to work up at Jupiter Beach Resort. They had to rake the, every time that there was a wedding, you would have to rake the sand. Do they take care of that for you in the process, or do you have to make special arrangements? Or is that done like on a daily basis?
Oh, it's my beach.
It's your beach. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, well, my beach, we're going to take care of it.
When you look at it, and I want to specify this too. So another common misconception is that the Keys is all beach, and it's really not. There's combination of beachy areas. Like some of our resorts, we do have beachy areas, but the Keys is mostly a coral rock island. Mm-hmm. And so there is a lot of rock, a lot of stone, and you'll see in the pictures that, you know, like at Azul Del Mar, the opening picture is beautiful. It shows the property from the beach forward, but you'll see the sandy area. That's the beach. You'll see a walkway to get down to a little beachy area, and you'll kind of see the rocks. It's very much a Caribbean style beach, if you would. And it's not like I live up here in Jupiter too. It's not like 250 feet of sand shore that goes for right. to Jacksonville.
Right. You know? Okay. Right. Right. Yeah.
So, but the beautiful thing, and I can't stress this more, when you rent and buy out from us, you own from the road to the shore. Like whatever I own, it's all yours. You have all of that. You know, whatever we're managing, that is 100% yours. Private pool, private spa facility, you know, the beach is yours to set up however you want.
Crazy.
Paddle boards that we provide, kayaks are yours, snorkeling kits. I mean, it is just go, have fun, relax, enjoy. So,
wow. Okay.
Welcome.
Good question. Our pets welcome.
Yes. Yeah. So that we want to definitely talk through with the sales team. I'm a really bad, I roll over to everything. I'm like, yes, yes.
You're like, sure. Okay.
Any of my team's watching right now, they're like, what is he saying? Shut him down. cut the mic. pets have become part of some of these younger families, especially millennial families that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these early, you know, millennial families having these pets is part of kind of their children group. It's really cute, but they want them to be a part of their events and weddings. And, you know, we do too. We're open to that. We just make special accommodations. We may, you know, do special things in some of the units or the rooms for those, you know, with those animals as part of the event. And also in the Keys, there's some great, you know, pet hotels and grooming facilities and some things as well. So, you know, the Keys is pet friendly. The hotels for the events, bride and groom, close family. Yes.
So, and if somebody's interested in booking the hotel, I'm assuming, I love the fact that you said, oh, you know, we'll comp a night, but let me add an extra piece to this. Let's talk about, like, it's May through September. You're probably a little bit more open to it. Let's say even like June, July, August, September, when it's really super hot. So, you know, I don't want your sales team doing that to you either. They're like, what is he saying? Oh my God, no, don't do that. Well, as somebody that's in the hotel industry, I'm gonna put that out there. It's like, you know, within reason, guys, within reason. You know,
absolutely. And I think it's some validation, some verification through the sales process, right? And it's right. You know, and I think that because we're such small properties, and you know, we're selling 52 weekends. Let's say we're not even really selling 52 weekends, because in the Keys, you know, the Christmas holidays, the lobster weeks, there's a lot of holidays down there that they are just gobbled up. So, you know, we're probably looking at about 30 weekends at a place like Dolphin Point Villas, 35 weekends. You know, we're selective as well. You know, we want to make sure that you're going to have the right event, that this is the right place for you. So we do spend a lot of time, and not necessarily a sales process,
right,
but a getting to know you process.
I get that.
And we want to make sure it's right. And that's look, you guys know the Hilton, the Hyatt, they don't care about the getting to know you. They care about, did you meet the minimum, and does it fall into a need period? And is the director of sales going to be happy?
Yep.
Sign up and go. You know, so
100%. Minimum food and beverage. Here you go. Boom.
That's right. Yeah. It's a very personalized experience all along the process. So, yeah, pretty excited about that.
Is there a cost difference between weekends and during the week? Like, if somebody wanted to cut, we understand Friday through Sunday, right? Or even Thursday through Sunday. Those are high intensity moments that, you know you're going to sell them, because they're high value moments. But like, let's say Monday through Wednesday, Thursday, you know, come in Monday, leave Thursday. Are those a possibility? Is there an opportunity there for maybe a couple that is on a little bit tighter budget to dream?
Look, here's the short answer is yes. I rarely give short answers though. So the short answer is definitely yes. In the Keys, for our collection of hotels, you know, that spans 10 different hotels from Marathon, basically, to Key, from Key Largo to Marathon,
right?
We average about a 92% occupancy annually. Whoa. Right. And so, you know,
it's like the dream, man.
I hope all my investors are listening to
this. I know, but that is the dream. I mean,
there's a 30-second clip we're going to take and run with there on the HP marketing side, right? Living the dream. But look, so some of our hotels have really had that design ingrained in to have the weddings and events as part of, if not the complete lifeblood source of revenue and income for them. So right. Like a place like Dolphin Point Villas, you know, absolutely. We want to talk to you, and we want to, I got to be honest, like because we're just had this like personal mentality and ideology, our sales team does not have a like strict, you know, lock it budget. If it's a bride and groom and it's the right fit and it's the, you know, wedding of their dreams, you know, and they're working really hard to get there, we're gonna find a way to get you there. We're gonna find a way to make that happen. And here's why, because it's those ones that you make that extra step or measure for, or kind of, you know, help along the way.
Right.
I find that those are the ones that are out there that we get so many repeats from, and so much, you know, extra like great community business from, and like they continue to spread the word, and it's just it's really a good feeling. And really, that's why I'm in small lodging. I mean, you have the opportunity to make these really good feeling decisions and not have corporate barriers, you know, sitting over top of you, you know.
Doug, you're setting the dream, man. I'm just saying, this has been incredible. I mean, you have, if this could have been a 45 minute commercial, you did it. I mean,
oh, thank you.
seriously, I mean, I as far as somebody that is looking at this, and I mean, and from a planner's perspective, I'm just saying for anybody that's out there, a planner that's out there, I guarantee you that these properties make it easy for you. They, I mean, every wedding has its, you know, it's always intense weddings, but I guarantee you that vendor selection and helping you set things up and making sure that you're on target for your clients, you're going to love them. You're going to love, love, love them. If people wanted to reach out and book the hotel, how do they do that?
We can book our hotels directly. You can go to the Elements Collection website, which you put there.
Yep.
You can email us at sales@hphospitality.com. Or you can go to our website, hphospitality.com. There's a list of our properties there. And look, you know, you can flash my email. If anybody has a question or, you know, concern about going down to the Keys or wants to spend more time chatting about it, you know, it's dbarrow@hphospitality.com. Feel free to reach out and let me know your thoughts or opinions, and I'll get back to you.
Doug,
congratulations on your most recent award, the Magellan Award.
Oh yeah, the Magellan Award, right? Travel and Weekly Magazine Magellan Award. They just got the trophy, so boom, that's amazing. Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So again, if you heard the man, this is something that is achievable, and you can build your dream. You know, so think about it, look out, and consider it, because really, honestly, it's achievable. Thank you again, Doug, for being on the show. This has been
Thank you, Doug. Thank you so great much. Information. Thank you so much. I'm very excited because I know where I'm going for our honeymoon, our anniversary.
I have some ideas for you. Okay.
I did.
Oh my God, I love it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Your show is fantastic, and it really delivers a lot of great information. Keep up the great work, both of you.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. And we will be back next Tuesday at 2:00. But for now, we're going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, though.
Dad.